Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Might add a little levity to the situation.
Yeah.
We're in the office today, and Jimmy, the boss, walks past. Because I just got a text from Stoney at 9:15. It said, because Stoney was coming in to cut a commercial spot.
Yeah.
Stoney texts Jimmy at 9:15. I'll be in at 9.
What?
So when Stoney did show up, I did ask him about it. He said, yeah, I meant to say 9:40. But Stoney.
That's Stoney.
Maybe he meant 9 Central.
Maybe.
Stoney's been traveling a lot since he's like semi-retired, you know?
Look, this is a guy that went around the loop in Indianapolis 3 times.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's one of the greatest stories ever for people missed it. Him and his buddy were driving to California, right? They're driving to California, and Stoney took over to drive, and they were in Indianapolis. And Indianapolis has a giant, the freeway, 495 or 295 or whatever, circles the city. It's like, you know, probably like 60 miles. It just circles the city. Stoney got on that highway and proceeded to circle the city multiple times before he realized they weren't going anywhere. His buddy woke up and said, where are we? And realized what Stoney had done. Just classic. Kang, what do you make of the Lions have no shot calls and texts we have gotten today?
You know, I try to be compassionate and have some empathy for those fans because I kind of get it. Like, they, of course, we all know the history with the Lions. They literally have never won a Super Bowl, let alone make it to a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So to see it, to believe it crowd, I understand that. But what I'll say is this, then you'll just never enjoy the ride then. And the ride is definitely part of the fun, you know? And has it ever ended in the ultimate prize? Of course not. But when and if it does, you want to be there for the whole thing.
The ride is fun.
Yep. You know? So that's what I'll say to that. And there's only one thing that can change those people's minds. And by the way, just because they win one doesn't mean they're ever going to win one again. So you may have missed the only ride. So try and enjoy the ride if you can. But I do understand, you know, the history. And you think in Buffalo, they're just like, oh, they're never going to win anyways. No, man, they got an MVP quarterback. They should try and enjoy the ride. This may be the year. And so more times than not, you're not going to get it. But where's the fun in that?
I mean, and then you get the, I don't want to be hurt, guys. It doesn't hurt like a broken bone or
that Niner game was kind of, that was
broken heart. Yeah,
it doesn't hurt like a loved one, like your love of your life leaving you. It's sports, man.
Oh, you feel betrayed, man.
Part of this too is the hurt makes it when you do get to the mountaintop even better. I went through a stretch there where I thought, kind of wonder if this team's ever going to win at all. And then we went out and got the most competent GM and coach we've ever had that has put us in this conversation. I think they got the stuff, but obviously others don't. 248-539-9797. Glenn in Clinton Township. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, I was wondering, you know, a lot of people were upset about them not going after the guy from Dallas, and I can't think of his name.
Micah Parsons.
I think that, I think Jerry Jones was trying to give us a double-edged sword, trying to put it to us because we put it to him on his birthday. And I was wondering, what do you think? You think that he traded him to Green Bay out of spite?
No, I think he traded him to Green Bay because he didn't want to trade him to Philly. I think he traded him because he had to trade him because that relationship was broken. And the Packers made a pretty good offer. They gave him 2 first-round picks, and they gave him a defensive tackle that's one of the better defensive tackles in the league. I think Dallas got a could they have gotten more if it were, I guess, more in the offseason? Maybe you get more for that. If you had to trade Micah Parsons at the before the draft, maybe you get more, but this is the hand they were dealt.
Jerry's interesting, and he marches the beat of his own drummer, and he's perhaps a little crazy. But no, I don't think he traded him to Green Bay to get the Lions back for what they did on his birthday.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, appreciate it. 248-539-9797. They really did ruin his birthday. Let's go to Jeff on a cell. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, fellas.
What's up?
Great show. Thank you. Let me lay it out for you. The Lions are like that movie, that movie that comes on TBS. You've seen it I don't know how many times, but you still want to watch it. It's a great movie. It's a great movie. You can't not watch it when it's on. I mean, that's where the Lions have us right now.
Well, they've been easier to – it's harder to not watch now, right? I mean, there was a time where
– No. They have a hell of a team right now.
Yeah.
A hell of a team. And it would be a damn shame if they do not get to the Super Bowl, if not win it. I mean, you know, my brother-in-law called me the other night. Oh, man, they put up 50 on Chicago. Okay. All right. That's fine and dandy. Go to Baltimore next week. Take down one of the top AFC contenders. You know, then maybe some of these fans will, you know, because they got that history of losing to the big dog on the block, man. You know, I just think fans are, like you said, not going to believe it until the Lombardi is on Woodward Avenue. Or down at Hart Plaza, being hoisted by Holmes and Campbell, and the fans will we're sick. We're sick, dude. I'm sick.
Jeff, it's going to be okay. 248-539-9797. Mike in New York, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. So, 68 years old, born and raised in Detroit. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Mike?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now.
Okay, great. 68 years old, born and raised in Detroit, long-time Lions fan, couple of points. The team is good enough. We've got kind of an unconventional quarterback who can't run, who people get upset about. There's a lot of other things he can do. There's a lot of other players. You know, we're young. We're going to get there. It's just a matter of time. Couple other comments about the ticket in general. I don't listen to everybody. I listen to you guys probably more than anybody else. The afternoon guys, they do say stuff, I believe, that they don't believe. They just want to try to draw
emotion. We don't like using our platform. If you have a problem with them, just call them. All right, thank you, Mike. 248-539-9797. If you have an issue with any other show, please do not use our show to rip on that show. If you have a problem with that show, call the show. Do appreciate it, though. 248-539-9797. Coming up next hour, the best of what Dan Campbell told our morning show. Very interesting interview this morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know The Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.